The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Week after Purim, the Olam might still feel in Yonid Yoimidik, Legabe, one of the inyanim that's in this week's Pasha, Pasha's Shmini. Even though in a normal year, Pasha Shmini is after Pesach, but this year in an Ibiyo, we're discussing this a week after Purim. And the Torah says, with the episode of Nodav Aviu, one of the reasons why Chazal bring down the Nodav and Aviu were struck down is because they entered the Beis HaMikdash, they entered the Mokum HaAvoidah, the Kodesh HaGadoshim, in a state of Shesuya Yayin. Of course, it wasn't coming from a state of Kalus Rosh. They're going into the Kodesh HaGadoshim, Shesuya Yayin, Shteit Nisvarim, was coming from a high level of Dveikus Bashem. Pasuk tells us, we'll sit down in Mitzvah Hashem in a few weeks by the Pesach Seder, and when we say Shereshim, we read the Pasuk, Ki Toivim Doidechom Yayin. So the state of cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an intense expression of Dveikus Bashem is compared to the experience of Yayin. So to mimic that experience, they were going in a state of Dveikus Bashem. And that's really the matziv that we walk out of the Purim Suda. Drinking by the Purim Suda is not about chilling, it's not about having a good time. It's about achieving an emotional state of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is unrivaled in the rest of the year. That being said, Lamaisa, they were punished. And the parasha of Yayin V'Sheche Al Tei Shtato V'Nech Yitoch Lahavdul Ben HaKadosh U'Ben HaChol Ben HaTomer Ben HaTor U'Lohoi Reises B'nei Yisrael As Kol HaChukim HaShadiba Hashem Aleim B'Yad Moshe. The Pasuk tells us. So the parasha adds, in the context of the issue of Shesuya Yayin going in to the Beis HaMikdash to do avoided, there's a psul avoided called Shesuya Yayin, the Torah adds something which is more relevant to us, and that is that there's an Isser Hoyrod, there's an Isser for a Chokom, for a Tam Chokom, to Paskin Shtalos in a state of Shesuya Yayin. Famous Maisa that Rav Shmuel Salant, the Rav Yerushalayim, would speed through his Pesach Seder, and he would finish up literally hours before Chatzos, and he would finish up his Seder quickly, he would lie down for 10-15 minutes, and then he would wake up. And he explained that since he was a Rav Yerushalayim, he felt a responsibility, it was definitely going to be Shilas that cropped up over the night. A Rav is not allowed to paskin in a state of Shesuya Yayin, having Dalad Koisos under his belt, he had to sleep off whatever effect there was of the yayin in order to be able to be roid lohiro. And the rest of the night, he'd be oisken tzipi and tzis mitzayim out of the context of the Pesach Seder. Mesirus Nefesh of a godel b'Yisrael for his flock, for his tzibur. A sense of achrayis for his tzibur. In any case, the Torah says that there's an isser of shosu yayin paskening a shayla. And one of the places where this is discussed in the beginning of Chosh Mishpat, in Simon Zion, that talks about different psulei Torah, and the Levush over there says something interesting. Yesh Oivim, read from the Levush. The Shosu Yayin Mutu Lodun Dine Mominis. Shale Osra Torah Shosu Yayin Ela Lohiroas Isse Veheta. There is a Yesh Oivim that the Din of Shosu Yayin, that's Osra Bahiroa, is not on Dine Mominis. It's only Lohiros Issa V'Heter. If a Rav has to paskin on a Mara, a Shalat Hilcha Shabbos, a Shalat the Kashrus of a chicken, that is not allowed to paskin. However, a Shosu Yayin is allowed to paskin a Din Torah. Dichsiv Lohiros Es B'nei Yisrael as Achukim. The Lashon of the Pasuk we just read, Shadiba B'nei Yisrael. Lohiros Es B'nei Yisrael as Kol Achukim HaShadiba Hashem Aleihem. Chukim referred to Halachas of Yerideh of Issa V'Heter. And not Dine Torah that are referred to in the Torah as Mishpatim. The Makar, this seems to be a Sugya in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara talks about Dine Nefoshois, that when Bezdin, when Dan Dine Nefoshois said that they would limit very much their intake of Oichel and Shesio Kol Hayom, and they would be noisim and noisim, there would be shokla v'toyah in the halacha kol alayla. And then the Gemara says over there in Sanhedrin daf mem beis, another pasuk, which is a pasuk in Mishle, the pasuk says, alo roiznim e sheikhor. The roiznim, those that paskin, like similar to the lashon of roz, e sheikhor, they're not allowed to drink. Sheikhor refers to any drink which is mishake. Ha'iskin b'rozoi shaloylam al yishtakru. Should not be in a state of intoxication. So Tosfos says over there, it's mashmad from the Gemara that that's a special din in the context of din nefashos, not by din mominis. And what he's paskening over here is, the levush is bringing a yesh oimrim, that represents itself as a chilek in the pasuk itself between chukim and mishpatim. The only thing is, it's hard to understand exactly. If the point of this iser is that a state of intoxication leads one to make mistakes. Same way you don't get behind the wheel of a car if you've had a few drinks, because it impairs your judgment, even if you're not drunk, but your reflexes, your sense of judgment is off, so the same thing can be true, paskin halacha, it's a travesty, you're gonna paskin shaloi kadin. Why would there be a difference in, as much as it's been doing the pasuk, what would be the havana of why there would be a difference? So, what it would seem to be, is that the iser is taka not a function of a ivus hamishpat. We're dealing with somebody who had a revius of shosu yayin, somebody who holds his wine well, and we're talking about somebody who had a revius of wine. It's a minimal amount. Probably the amount that wouldn't even show up in a person's bloodstream if he was pulled over by the cops. V'afilu hochi, there's a din of a shosu yayin until he's a certain amount of time. Price can talk about a certain amount of time. He has to walk a certain amount, maybe sleep a little bit. Not because he's in a state of impaired judgment, but the state of, why does a person drink wine? Pasuk says, V'yayin yisamach levav enesh. A drink of wine picks up, is a pick-me-up. People could abuse that, of course. If they don't have a natural sense of pick-me-up emotionally, so then there's a desperate sense of filling that up. We're not going to get into the sugya of addiction now. But the healthy pick-me-up, which is in a cup of wine, in a suda, in a kiddush cup, which is supposed to be an expression of yayin yisamach levav enesh, creates a different ambience in a person. It's a state of simcha. It's a looser state of simcha of shleimus, which could be a very ruchniistic state. Witness the Yom Tov of Purim. However, paskening a shayla is mechayev a certain kovid rosh. Not because he's going to make a mistake, but paskening a shayla is a state of year. We'll give an example of what we mean. There's no halacha l'moshul that a person is not allowed to say a shtikl teira, he's not allowed to answer a kasha, he's not allowed to talk and learning in a state of intoxication. Gedolei Yisrael are famous that by their Purim Suda, they would deliver long, intricate divrei teira, and the ability to let go and be mechadish in teira without restraint would be a result of their state of intoxication. There's no iser on the divrei teira, even though maybe the kishrin involved there were no restraints on what was emes, what was not. Going through different sugyas, that's not a problem. A person's allowed to say in a state of intoxication, a shtikl teira. Famous maisa, where the gadol hador, the brisker of Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, by his Purim Suda, at that point, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the future of Yerushalayim, hadn't yet revealed the full extent of his genius. And Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, by the Purim Suda, was saying teira. And he was in Mechadish, and Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin was a Mayan Amizgaber. And eventually everybody nodded off, dropped off, or fell out of the discussion. The only one who kept the discussion going through the whole Purim Suda, on and on and on, was Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. At the end of the Purim Suda, Rabbi Shua Leib announced, you're all Talmid Chachamim, but a true Gadol, a true Goyin, is only Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. That's a famous Mais in Yerushalayim. In any case, there's no Isser on that. In a state of shikrus, in a state of intoxication. That's not the issue. You look at the Rambam, fascinating. The Rambam brings the halacha of shosu yayin, paskening, in the context of this week's parasha. In Parasha Shmini, it's written in the context of not serving in the Beis HaMikdash, or psul avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, in a state of intoxication. What's that about? The Rambam brings the halacha of paskening in a state of shikrus in the halachas of isur b'yei migdosh, of those that are not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdosh. It's a din in Talmud Torah. The answer is it's not a din in Talmud Torah. There's no t'nai in limud HaTorah. There's no existential t'nai in limud HaTorah that a person has to be sober. No, no such din. It's a din in psak. What's the word in psak? The word in psak is that when a person paskins a shayla, as opposed to learning a sugya and just lulei sarascha shashua, being mishtasheh, talking and learning, sichas mo'ahavti sarasecha kolayem v'sichosi, what he's doing is, he has to paskin in a state of yiru. He has to paskin in a state of restraint and complete awareness. The same way, the idea, of course, the fundamental of Avodas Hashem is ahava, is a dveikus b'Hashem, is a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a love for Torah and Mitzvahs, wanting a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's also an opposite part of that relationship. It's called yira. And when we talk about Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, we talk about a Kohen entering the Beis HaMikdash, of course, with a sense of simcha, but with a sense of restraint, following exact instructions. V'shom na'avodcho b'yiro ki me'oy lo mukshanim kadmoy niyois. Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is referred to in the context of yiro, and that, the Svarim explain, is what this has to do with Nodav and Aviyu, that they entered into the confines of the Beis HaMikdash in a state of extreme avo simcha without that restraint of a sense of yiro. In that context, there's a din. It's not a din in Talmud Torah. It's a din in the act of paskening a shayla. Paskening a shayla is not just divrei Torah. It's a sense of yira, a sense of restraint, a sense of getting it exactly 100%. So it's more an issur mitzad, the emotional state. It's not a chesorin that the person who's paskening is not necessarily going to reflect the emes. Again, we're talking about somebody who drank a revius. His judgment is not off, but he's in a state of simcha, he's in a state of ahava, and less in a state of yira. That would seem to be the oimik of what's going on. That being said, let's try to explain the levush that's mechalik, conceptually, between dine momenis and dine isivehete. Something we've explained a number of shiurim in this forum and other forums, Be'ezus Hashem, is that there's a fundamental difference between dine nefosha, between dine momenis and dine isa v'heta. I always like to say over, to illustrate this point, a story, a famous story that happened when Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker, was a young boy learning with his father, the Beis Halevi. It was the Rav at that time in the city of Slutsk. And they were learning, and a butcher from the town came in, lugging on a wheelbarrow, lungs of a behema gaza. At that point, in the economic system of Eastern Europe, most people were able to afford for Shabbos, even if they had the money for something extra for Shabbos, a chicken at best. Meat from a cow was prohibitively expensive. The cows had to be used for dairy, or for work. And that was something that was a yomtiv delicacy for Ashirim at best. And many people would be mitzarif to place an order by a butcher. A behema gasa, a loss of a behema gasa was a catastrophe for a butcher. It was months of investment. And it was a big nesoyin. He comes in with the lungs of a behema gasa of a cow. And the Beis HaLevi pokes and prods and tries to find a heter. It was a problem. The behemoth was a trefer. He looks up after an hour and he says to him, I'm sorry. And the butcher takes it like a man. He says, Rebbe, he says, Panos is min ha-shamayim. No problem. The Rebbe paskin, that's it. Panos is min ha-shamayim. Okay. Beis HaLevi was suitably impressed. Reb Chaim as a young boy was suitably impressed. About 2 weeks later, the butcher was involved with a din Torah, a petty amount of money, $10-$15, with a storekeeper next to him. In the Bezdin of the town by the Beis HaLevi, and the Psak found Nalakim. Well, it wasn't his lucky month. And when he's told that he has to pay the other guy the $15, he screams, what? You don't know what you're talking about? He screams at the Rav. Chaim said to Beis HaLevi, how could it be a month ago, a few weeks ago, he took a heavy loss, a heavy hit, and he took it like a man. He took it with a munna, bitoka, and now he's blowing his top on a... Beis HaLevi said, ah, Chaimke, for was verstehst du nicht? Why don't you understand? He says, the psak that I paskin on the cow was a psak on the cow. Here I'm paskining on him. Dine momenis is a psak on him, ploini ato chayiv. Passing on the cow, of course, it causes him a financial loss, but the psak is not a psak on him. He didn't take it personally. People are wired that when they're told they're wrong, they react negatively. When he's told that there's something wrong with the cow, over there he was able to hear it, he was able to take it, even though Lemaisa, financially his pocket, is the one who took the loss. Point of the story is, on a lot of different levels, Lagabi, the lomdus of being Mechalitin Issa, the Heter, and Psak of Dine Momenes, the Psak of Dine Momenes is not a Psak on a thing. It's a subjective decision between two people. It's a Psak on people. And that's why the people have to be present in the Bezdin when you paskin, because the Psak is a Psak on them. When a Rov paskins Issa v'heter, the Torah looks at it as a definitive Psak lahalocha that's etched in stone. Dine Momenes is much more of a subjective, the word even mishpotim, the Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch relates to the word shipua, which means like a slant. It's subjective. There's a subjective reality to people. You have to hear the details. Yeah. And of course there's halacha that has to weigh in when you're paskin between two people, but primarily what you're doing is you're paskining between two people. You're paskining on them, not paskining on it. So it's less a psak of Torah, and it's more a psak, a judgment on the people. That being said, what's possible is, obviously in the Levush is Mavur, like we said, that the Isser for a Chochem to be Meira Halacha in a state of Shosu Yayin has nothing to do with impaired judgment, and it has to do with a certain emotional state that Psak Halacha is Mechayev. That state, like we pointed out, that Psak Halacha is Bedoimet to Avoida, and it has to be done in a state of Yira, only refers to when the Chochem is carving out an objective psaka. He's carving out an objective piece of reality lahalocha. When he's passing Dine Momenes, he's passing it on the people. It's not a psak, so to speak, on the meat, on an Erev, on a din on Shabbos. It's a psak on a situation between two people. It's a subjective state between two people. Therefore, even if it's mechayiv, even if it's more complex, more intricate, and it's mechayiv more knowledge of halacha, but that psak doesn't have the same standing as psak halacha. Doesn't necessitate that state of yira, that state of not being a shosayai. That could be the possible explanation of the Levush. We'll point out one place where this difference also plays itself out. There's a din in the Torah, Achrei Rabbim Lahatois. To go Basar Roiv. Roiv B'chola Torah Kula, we always pass him Basar Roiv. If you have a Shiloh where something is from, what something is, you go Basar Roiv. The Gemara says that you can't use, it's a whole sugya in Bava Basar, we pass him Ein Holchim B'mominis Achrei Roiv. You can't use the Roiv, the majority of something, you can use it insofar as the Sivahet is concerned, you can use it in Hilcha Shabbos, you can use it in Yerideya, you can use it in any area of Arachim Yerideya, you can use it in Evin Ezra as well. You can't use a Roiv to paskin between two parties. And Rav Shimshkop explains in his Sefer Shari Yosha that the Nakuda is that Dine Momenes is a different dynamic in terms of Psak Halacha. The Psak Halacha in Dine Momenes is a Psak of deciding between two people. Roiv is expressed in the Torah in the context of halach of creating a mitzius, objective truth in halacha. Deciding between two people, lav davka has the same criteria. You can't use criteria that are discussed in the halachic process of Yerideya and Erechaim necessarily in Dine Momenes. That being said, there might be criteria that are in Dine Momenes that can't be used in Yisav HaHeter. Some Gedele Achrenim, Tznegei had to learn a sugi in Ksubas Daf Tes, some Gedele Achrenim want to understand that what's called Bori V'Shema, two people stake out a position in a Din Torah, one is a Bori, one is a Shema, one is sure of his position, the other one is not so sure. According to some Shittas in the Gemara, Bori V'Shema, Bori Adif, even though we pass him Bori V'Shema, Lav Bori Adif, and we don't automatically award possession to the one who's sure of himself, but under certain circumstances, where there's no Muchzik and so on and so forth, we might favor the Bori. That dynamic of favoring a surety in terms of claims against somebody who's not sure is a dynamic that's relevant to a din Torah between two people. Because that's what you're weighing in, is the relative strengths and merit and weaknesses of the positions. You're not weighing into the objective truth. The objective truth of something is not necessarily decided because one person's a Bari, one person's a Shema. But in Dine Mamis, you're not deciding the objective truth. What you're doing is you're creating a position of how to pass between two people. It's a subjective psak in terms of Dine Mamis. Those are two examples of where this plays itself out. And again, like we said, it's fascinating how the Levush plays that out in terms of the Nafkamina of being Shasu Yair.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.